This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The past year was also a tumultuous one in tech news. Think social media and elections, the volatility in Bitcoin markets, and of course, who can forget net neutrality? So what's in store for 2018? We've got Marketplace tech host Molly Wood with us for some predictions. Molly, good to have you on.
Good to be here, Amy.
It seems like in some ways 2017 was the year the worm started to turn a bit for tech companies. There's been, of course, this backlash against Facebook and Twitter for their role in the dissemination of fake news and Russian election manipulation, concerns about privacy. We've had early Facebook founders lamenting what they've unleashed on society. Do you see that backlash extending into 2018?
You know, yes and no. I think that there will be some consumers who are more suspicious. I do not think that all of this bad press has actually trickled out to consumers. I mean, if you look at what happened in 2017 with Uber, it was still gaining riders. People were using the product. And I think that that will probably continue to be the case to some extent with Facebook. It'll continue to consolidate its ad power in that industry. And I don't think you're going to see regulation from the United States. That said, there is a very big deal set of privacy regulations that are going to go into effect in May in Europe. They're called the GDPR, the General Data Privacy Rules. And I would not be surprised if those rules end up leading to at least one, if not more, huge fine. Some analysts have predicted that we could see our first $1 billion fine. And it will almost certainly start with U.S. tech companies because, you know, they're going to want to make an example of Facebook. I would, if I had to guess, I would say it's going to be Facebook first, maybe Amazon second, maybe Uber after that.
And if that happens overseas, it still affects their business here, of course.
It absolutely does. And it could be the kind of thing that kicks off a little bit of a chain reaction. You know, the best sort of analogy is Microsoft. When Microsoft started getting broken up overseas, when European regulators started to crack down on Microsoft's dominance back in the 90s, that's when you started to see the U.S. Justice Department take notice.
So, Molly, we have to talk about net neutrality. The FCC, of course, recently voted to repeal the rules that protect an open internet. Does this mean the internet as we know it is over?
It does not. It does not mean that. And in fact, I actually think that 2018 is just going to be the year of lawsuits about net neutrality. I would be very surprised if consumers start to actually notice any significant change. It's going to be, you know, people suing each other about it. There is an outside chance that we might finally get some legislation, or at least some proposed legislation, that could regulate the internet in a more lasting way than sort of bouncing around between FCC commissioners. That, I think, is the highest, the most likely thing in 2018, but I do not think you're going to start to see rampant abuses by internet service providers.
All right. Before we let you go, anything else we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, actually, on that internet front, I think 5G is a technology that people have been talking about for a long time in the wireless space. And I think we'll start to see it in 2018. Verizon has said that it's going to start rolling out 5G. And this is basically the next generation of wireless internet. You know, people will remember 3G and then 4G. And it was, you know, essentially wireless access on your phone that just kept getting faster. 5G has even more promise as a platform, as an infrastructure. And so you might start to see companies developing alternatives to Comcast or Time Warner using 5G technology. So there's a possibility that we might see some more competition that could also keep the pressure on a Comcast or a Time Warner not to violate the spirit of net neutrality. So I'm hopeful about that. And then, of course, artificial intelligence will be the invisible enabler of all good technology. But I have to say that no, we still will not have self-driving cars in 2018.
But not yet. We'll ask you about that again next year.
Absolutely.
All right. Molly Wood is Marketplace Senior Technology Correspondent and the host of Marketplace Tech. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Amy.